Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show live from the Trump Treason Tour 2022 in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Janelle Brandgen.
Keep going, Wisconsin. God bless Wisconsin, Donald Trump, and more important,
God bless
the Patriots that fight.
Patriots that fight.
A speech that left most of this crowd wanting. not a well-done speech, all things considered.
For the U.S. House of
Who's next? Who's next?
Derek Van Orden.
Derek Van Orden. We've got a Trump insurrectionist.
He was there.
Oh, he sounds a little like
Alex
Jones.
What's up, man? Look at this. Part of our Bikers for Van Orden Coalition. What's up, man? I ride a Harley Davidson Softail Slim, people.
Yes.
Wow. You and Scott Walker.
I want to thank President Trump for having me here today and for continuing to fight for America.
Did he have you at the Capitol on January 6th?
It is irrefutable that this nation was better under his leadership.
Not really.
It's not a partisan statement.
Yes, it is.
It's reality.
No, it's not.
Reference all the lockdown schools, businesses, crushing inflation we're living under, Biden's open border, and the historic crime rate. Who's this Brandon guy? He appears to be very popular. I see shirts all over for him. Get him up here.
So sorry, people. I apologize.
Hey, I'm Derek Van Orden.
Yes, you are.
I'm a retired Navy SEAL senior chief, and I'm the nominee for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. It's Janet.
That's Ron Kind's former district.
To flip the House of Representatives.
And with your help, you're looking at one of them. If Michael Spurkanish was crazy.
I want to tell you a little bit about myself.
I was at the Capitol,
so you
lied about it, used my campaign funds
America,
to go to the insurrectionist.
I took a loaded weapon through an airport in Cedar Rapids.
But I am
I was raised
all about responsibility.
In abject rural poverty by a single mother.
Wonder if she was socialist.
I was born a poor black man.
I joined the Navy at 18 and got a GED. I wound up serving this beautiful nation
Alex Jones, for over
26 years.
Ordered to pay another $45.2 million. I believe that rounds up to about $50 million.
I got an undergraduate degree at 44.
Do you think they'll call the boys back in? They're here somewhere in the press box. The InfoWars team.
They already spent the money.
I did 5 combat deployments as a Navy SEAL, and guess what? I'd do 5 more if I was 25 years younger.
But
I am
not
a tradesman. I've worked with my hands my entire life.
I scored 4 touchdowns at homecoming
my senior
year. Sarah
Jane and I have been married for 29
years.
We have 4 children, and we just had our 8th grandchild.
These
dirty readers are right.
I want you to think about that. I come from the meanest circumstances you can in the United States of America.
And you relied on the social safety net to get you through, not only through your hard living with your single mother, but also joining the armed forces, which of course is funded by
taxpayers. Yes!
Now he wants to go back.
What do they call that?
Even if I Republican, I'd find this guy a little scary.
The American dream, say it as loud as you want.
Like,
it's beautiful.
Who says, that's my guy? Who's hearing this guy
telling
right
you,
now going,
I have lived
that's
in villages
my guy.
In Afghanistan.
Insurrectionist Derek Van Orden.
I've lived in cosmopolitan cities in Europe. And I'm here standing before you to testify.
Testify, brother.
It is not the English dream. It's not the Irish dream, the Argentinian dream. It's sure as heck not the Canadian dream right now. It's the American dream.
Well, what you got against Canada,
because
man?
This is the only country in the world where my story can be told again and
that's
again.
That's the scary part.
No,
and again.
That's so not true. The story can be
Exhibit
told in lots
B,
of places.
Winsome Sears in Virginia.
Well, other places.
But all of this
be,
is under attack.
You know, institutionalized.
And that's why I'm standing here in front of you. Unlike any other time in my lifetime, the Biden administration, what they have done over the last 2 years is absolutely remarkable.
All right, 500-some thousand
and
jobs.
And not in a good way.
Oh, okay.
Sarah Jane and I have put over 90,000 miles in our vehicles during this run, and I hear the same 3 things from everybody. gas,
that's
groceries,
just
grandkids.
What you're claiming on mileage.
With this inflation, the highest in 40 years, people can't afford to fill up their gas tank and a grocery cart on the same day in the United States of America, and that's unacceptable.
I saw gas came down like 50 days in a row.
For our
under
children,
350 gallon.
We're concerned
University
about
Madison.
Their future, are we not? Well, guess what?
I am.
We
are
the
elected.
Party of public safety.
Yeah, don't you
15 of the 19
the
Capitol, sheriffs
dude?
In my district have endorsed me. The Fraternal Order of Police for the state of Wisconsin, the Police Association from Milwaukee, they all have endorsed me. And they told me these things, that they, too, are worried. They're worried because we have a fentanyl problem in
How
the
about
United
the Proud
States
Boys,
of America,
the and a methamphetamine the problem 3%ers in the yes. United States of America. Well, question mark.
100,000 American citizens have died from fentanyl overdoses on Joe Biden's watch. It's the leading cause of death for Americans aged 18 to 45.
How many died under Trump's
and
watch?
It just wasn't like that under President Trump.
Are you sure?
It was not. I went down to the U.S.-Mexico border, and guess what? It's
what?
Open. We have an open border now.
No, that's a Taco Bell.
Finish the wall is a very good idea. And you know what? Brandon's working on the wall right now, isn't he? There's a surprise.
So is he building the wall?
So let me tell you what.
And I saw that, what, Mexico's actually funding.
This fentanyl comes
it's
from
a new
China.
Deal with Mexico.
It comes from Mexico.
President Biden engaged
smuggled
in.
Across the southern
I thought
border.
That was Taco
Why
Bell.
Does Biden not want to close the border? Why do they continue to lie that it is closed? In La Crosse, Wisconsin, we interdicted 3 pounds of fentanyl. That's enough to kill 680,000 Americans. In La Crosse, Wisconsin. What do you think is taking place around the rest of the country? We have the highest murder rate since the FBI started recording it. They're doing
what?
Nothing
what?
About it.
What?
They're
That's not true.
People,
That's just factually untrue.
For illegal immigrants
what makes you think facts have anything
American
to do
citizens
with mega elections, man?
Afghanistan. So 1 year anniversary coming up from Afghanistan, where the reckless and feckless decision-making by the Biden
Didn't
administration
we just,
13
President Joe Biden
lives
dropped
and
a dime
intentionally
on
thousands of Americans behind enemy lines.
That was in Afghanistan, right?
They gave them billions
Dominic,
of dollars of
you know,
sophisticated
you know,
military equipment.
You know, things are getting better out there in the
and
economy
let me remind
and elsewhere.
You,
yeah.
When you hear insurrectionists
no
like Darren Van Horten
no
bringing up Afghanistan.
For any of this.
Right, dude.
You know what? How many people have died in Afghanistan lately?
How many Americans have died in Afghanistan? I haven't heard any.
We don't since September 11th.
But apparently, you know, eternal wars are what the Republicans want?
I'm particularly proud of.
Well, he said he'd serve five more tours if you'd let him.
Bagram?
I'd let him. Knock yourself out.
That is literally insurrectionist Derek Van Orden. He used campaign funds to go out to the January 6th. You know, just thought it'd be a fun thing to do, show his patriotism. You know, if you'd let him, he'd go start another war zone. You know, he's younger and smarter, and anyone would have him. Come back with us. We're at the Waukesha County Fairgrounds in the Shaw.
It's as, folks, it is as bad as it sounds. This the GOP is entirely in disarray.
Oh, I thought you meant tan lines. You're worried about tan lines. There will be no tan lines. We're getting naked next. More Devils live at the Donald Trump rally.